The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. A strange, ethereal light from deep within the woods at the edge of town has begun beckoning the children. But for what purpose? And at the other end of town, a young couple parked on Harmony Hill stare longingly at the bright full moon, not realizing, of course, that that very moon is staring right back at them in cold, twisted hatred. And now, loyal listeners, it is time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror. For you are about to dive headfirst into the inky, shock-infested abyss known as Frightmare Theater.
Good evening, boys and ghouls, and welcome to another eerie episode of Frightmare Theatre. I am your hideously hair-raising host, Dr. Necropolis. Tonight, my spooky spectators, our sickening story is certain to stupefy, a spine-tingling tale of telephonic terror.
Say that five times fast.
Our music director, Agnes, ladies and gentlemen, please forgive her unoriginal commentary. In her advanced years, she seems to have forgotten who the show's host is.
Well, I know who the host should be, I'll tell you that right now.
What was that, Agnes, dear? Well, I guess that means it's time to get on with tonight's creepy composition. Thanks for that, Agnes. Boys and ghouls, you are in for a treat this evening. So grab onto each other and huddle in quaking terror as you listen to a terrifically terrifying tale of a phone call gone wrong in Cold Call.
Hello? Damn it, Karen, what the hell? You know I hate when you do that.
That's the way I do it. Will you be up when I get off?
Probably not. You're going to get yourself fired if you keep pulling crap like this. I am not going to front your half of the rent again, so please stop goofing around and take this job seriously. Please?
All right. God, I'm just bored. I'm the only responder on shift again tonight. We lost another guy this week, and apparently no one wants to work these overnights, although I can't possibly imagine why.
Yeah, well, you have to. Robbie got you that opportunity, and I have no more favors to call in if you screw it up. And it's an important job, Karen. People need you. It should be at least a little fulfilling.
I've been here almost a month now, and I've only had like 3 calls in total. 1 cry for help, 1 broken arm, and a light bulb up the ass. That's it. I long for an intruder in the home, you know? Or a murder-suicide or something. You know, something juicy. Something exciting.
It's horrible. You don't wish that.
I do too. Anything is better than sitting here in this hot-ass office, mind-numbingly filtering through online porn all night.
Oh, God, please tell me.
Don't worry, Deb. I'm only kidding. I just thought this job was going to be awesome, you know? 911, what is your emergency? Oh, you got stabbed by your lover's wife? Stay right there. Help is on the way. But no, if the phone rings at all, it's stupid boring crap that makes me feel more like a telecounselor than an emergency operator. I just really need to talk to someone right now. I've taken all my dad's ED pills. Ugh.
People need to talk sometimes. To a live person. You could actually help them, even if it is boring to you. You know, if you ever got a real heavy call sometime, I bet you'd change your mind pretty damn fast. I've heard some of the stuff 911 ops in bigger cities have to deal with. Shit is brutal and it haunts them forever. You should be thankful it's pretty quiet here. And it's easy money. Get a book. Write a poem. Earn that money. And thank God you got it easy with this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, thanks, Mom. So glad I called you.
Karen, I'm not trying to sound like your mom. Seriously, though. You need this. We need this. I'm not moving back in with my brother and his wife. So stop goofing around, pranking me all the time and stuff. I'm not answering next time if the caller ID is blocked. So you'll just have to deal with it on your own. Got it?
Fine. Whatever. I'll holla at you when I get home.
Oh, God, please don't. I have a test tomorrow and
Love you. Bye. Well, tonight's shaping up to be a real treat.
Might as well get a nap in before all hell breaks loose.
Fingers crossed. With this computer! Damn it! How the hell am I supposed to tell where the call's coming in from? Jesus, people, keep up with your equipment! Okay, well, here goes nothing. 911, what is your emergency? Hello, 911, what is the nature of your emergency, please? Hello, ma'am, can you hear me? What is the nature of your emergency? That's what I'm trying to do, ma'am. Now, please, tell me your location. My system's kind of malfunctioning. I can't see.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Please tell me where you're calling from. What is in the house? Is there an intruder, ma'am? I'll send some officers right away if you can just tell me where you are.
Shh, 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 shh. I can hear it coming up the stairs in the hall. He killed her. Ate her up. That's what it does. I didn't listen. I didn't realize. Oh, no, no, no. Please. Please listen. Listen to me. You can stop this. Please. Help.
I want to help you, but I need to know where to send the officers. Is there a wild dog or some other animal loose in the house?
You don't understand. Not yet. Not yet.
What?
Oh, God, not yet. Not now.
Jesus, ma'am, please, please tell me what address you're at. My computer isn't working. I can't see where you are calling from, but I can have someone there as soon as you just tell me where you...
Too late. It's going to eat me.
What? What is it?
The traveler. The night traveler.
What? Ma'am, have you taken any medication this evening?
I knew you'd ask me that.
Ma'am, are you... Is this a joke?
It is a little bit funny, now that I think about it.
I don't think this is funny. At all. And I... What is going on?
When the night traveler calls, you answer.
Why do you keep calling it the night traveler?
Because that's what he told me he was. Now you listen to me very carefully, Karen.
What the fuck? How did you know my name?
Listen, Karen, and pay attention. You got it? You don't have to go. She's gone anyway. The night traveler is coming. It's only a matter of time. He told me to call you. I knew! Impossible. But... it's almost here.
I didn't get that! Damn it! Is this a fucking prank? How do you know my name? Look, all I want to do is help! Is everything all right? Is someone there?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
Fuck, fuck, fuck that. What the fuck was that? You gotta be kidding me. Two calls in one night? Screw it.
Hello again?
No, no, nuh-uh. This isn't happening. Okay, okay. I'll just call Deb, and she can talk me through this. Come on, Deb. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Fuck! Okay, one more time. Come on, please pick up, Deb. Please. Oh, Deb! Oh, thank God. Listen, you won't believe what just...
Actually... I would believe.
What? How did you...
Do you believe? Karen!
I just misdialed. It's an accident. The computer somehow connected me to... This is crazy. A prank! This has to be Deb. It has to be. You, Deb. I know you're messing with me, okay? Great voice, but still sounded too familiar, so ha-ha, very funny. I've learned my lesson. You done Scrooged me, and I'll never wish for fun or excitement again, okay? Deb? Okay? Deb?
Deb is no longer here. Or is it... not yet here. Maybe I'm not even here. But oh, would you like to give a message? You can give it to her yourself. Soon.
Fuck you.
Such a foul mouth young maidens have these days.
What have you done with Deb?
Never stop coming.
You sick son of a bitch! This isn't funny!
It's not!
No, it isn't. I'm calling the cops right now. All I have to do is hit this button and they'll go wherever I send them.
Do just that, Karen! They won't find me. Not now. Not then. Not ever. And when we're finished with our little visit, they won't find you either.
What are you going to do?
Why, I'm going to eat you. Eat you all. Swallow you from head to toe, body and soul, and I can do it too, for I am the Night Traveler.
Why are you doing this?
It is what I do. It is what I am. The discontented venture off into the dark in search of adventure, where I await them. Once their eyes are truly opened, they weep and they beg as they remember. And they bleed, and I feed.
Don't hurt Deb.
You called out into the darkness, Karen. Beyond time and space. To me. Soon your eyes will reveal and you will truly see. See the truth. You won't want to. But then again, you make that call. You, Karen.
Oh, you've asked for it, you sick asshole.
Yeah, this is dispatch. We got something?
Yes. There is a suspected intruder at 713 Pickwick Avenue. The call came in just now. Please hurry. There's a woman inside the home who may be in danger.
Roger. We have a unit only a few blocks from there. We'll send them right over.
Can you follow up with me when you... Nice. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want anything bad to happen. Not really. This is so... God. Someone has to be messing with me. Hello?
What the fuck, Karen?
Jesus, Deb. You scared me to death.
I scared you? You want to tell me why two cops just woke me up and have me standing here in my Tigger onesie asking me about an intruder in the fucking house?
Deb, I'm sorry. I got this freaky call, and...
No, I'm not playing this time. Thanks, officers. Yeah, it was just a mistake. The power went out earlier, so the place is dark, but that's all the excitement I've seen tonight. You guys can head on your way. Yeah.
Deb?
Thanks.
Deb, did you call earlier? Didn't sound like you, but still kind of familiar.
Karen... Look, I'm done with this. Really done. No more. Deal with your own shit. If you drag me into one more of your fucking messes, I swear to God.
Did you say the power is out?
What? Yeah, it happened last week too. No big deal.
But if it's dark, then...
Knock it off. I'm not gonna get all scared in the dark and come hang out with you. Jesus, girl. Damn it, what now?
Hello? Deb? Bitch. Well, only a few hours left to go. She is dead when I get home. It's all you. I just finished the shift report. Gonna head home.
Whoa, You actually got some action tonight. Looks to be multiple outbound calls to one location.
What? No. Just one call, but it was nothing. Slow as always. Called home a few times. The computer freaked out and only recorded my calls there, I guess.
No, but this is weird. It's never done this before. This is some Twilight Zone shit. These crazy timestamps, they don't make any sense. System must have fucked up real bad. Whoa! Some of the stamps are actually for later on to-
Yeah, whatever, dude. They'll fix it. Gotta get home. Later. Jesus, it is fucking dark in here. Of course they won't get the power on till the sun's up already. We got a few hours at least. I never thought I'd say this, but I've had enough excitement for one-
Whoa, oh!
Ow! What the hell? Why is the floor all wet? Did Deb- My God! No! No, 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 no! It can't be. Blood?
Welcome to the dark, Karen.
No! No! Where's Deb? What have you done with Deb?
You already know the answer to that, Karen. She's one with the dark now.
You ate her? Eat her up. Because that's what you do. You're the night
traveler.
Oh.
Now, if you don't mind,
please.
I'm almost finished. Run along upstairs, and I'll be with you shortly.
Oh, no, no.
Go on now. Run along upstairs.
Please.
You make that call.
Now you listen to me very carefully, Karen. No. Please.
Lesson to be learned here, little beasties. Never, ever pick up the phone. All of this could have been avoided if young Karen had communicated primarily through letters, as God intended.
Or email.
Or even email.
As God intended.
You see, even Agnes gets it. Well, that's our show for tonight, boys and ghouls. I am your terrifying yet titillating host, Dr. Necropolis, and you've been listening to Frightmare Theater. Join us next time. It'll be a scream.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where nightmares become reality. Tonight's radio theater presentation entitled Cold Call was written and directed by Nathan Shelton and featured the voice talents of Phoebe Bassanavicius, Christina Gardner, Spencer Tilly, Nathan Shelton, and Heath Hellhouse as the Night Traveler. With sound engineering by Nathan Shelton, the Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, or your favorite listening app. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoyed taking a little trip down Nightmare Lane with us this evening, we invite you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only content such as interviews, script downloads, and even special secret mini-episodes. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at FrightmareTheaterPodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you descend into murderous madness with us again next month for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams. Ha 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 ha.